This portion of Drive Time is made possible as a public service by Leona McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Tim Westwake, the new executive director at Conway Area Humane Society, and Sam Hansen, who just got a proclamation from the governor. Congratulations, Sam. And we're talking about various things going on with the Conway Area Humane Society. You can get more information at any time by going to conwayshelter.org. That's conwayshelter.org. You can also call 603-447-5955. Tim and Sam, thank you both for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
This proclamation is the big thing. That just recently happened while the governor was visiting our area this past Friday.
Yeah. For the governor's visit, I will say that was a very last second type thing. But, I mean, I'm not complaining.
Did you know that they were coming, or did they just pop in?
They told us the night before.
Yeah, the night before, I got a call. Yeah, like 6 o'clock or something at night, and I answered it. And then, yeah, it was a very, very strange call, because then I had to go through all these things in my head. I have to talk with everyone, make sure that's okay. I was going to a board meeting last night to announce the governor's proclamation, which actually gave me two things to announce.
Sam was just like, hey, by the way, the governor's coming tomorrow. We're like, what? Oh, my gosh. Okay. We'll get ready.
Yeah.
So did you have the proclamation written up before he arrived, like before they even told you that he was coming? Or was this something that you wrote up because you found out that they were coming?
I actually wrote it maybe months beforehand. It took a little while to get to the governor himself. What was originally the plan was we were going to go down to Concord. And in Concord, we'd bring a senior animal, get pictures with him. I'd explain why I found this week to be so important. But it happened to work out that he was going to Conway the next day. I got a call, and the rest is history.
June 23rd to the 29th is going to be Senior Shelter Animal Week. And the idea is senior animals at shelters tend not to be adopted as much because people want the young, playful animals, They still need to be adopted. So this is kind of bringing awareness to that.
Yeah, but it's something I've always noticed. I've been volunteering there since I think I was 9 or so in fourth grade. And
Sam is our longest running or youngest volunteer that's still here.
Yeah.
That's quite a few years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's something I'm really passionate about. But I'd see these senior animals, that they'd be in their cages for months. Like, we'd get a new shipment of puppies. They'd go like that. They'd go maybe within the first week we got them. But then these senior dogs could be there for months. And I don't know, this broke my heart. So this year I felt compelled to do something about it. And that's where the idea of a proclamation came up.
And for this proclamation, obviously, we're trying to get the senior shelter animals adopted, and we've got a couple of senior shelter animals to talk about, just a couple to highlight, but there's obviously more than these. So, for example, one dog that's up for adoption.
Bruin, who, if you go to the governor's Facebook page, you'll see a picture of him that he took last week with Bruin. We thought it was a good time for a dog named Bruin as well, with what's going on in the sports world. He's an 11-year-old dog who acts like a puppy, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's full of energy. And unfortunately, his owners moved and had to move to a place that could not allow a dog, and they had had him their whole lives. And unfortunately, we see a lot of housing crisis when it comes to dogs being surrendered. But Bruin has been with us since the middle of April or early April. And he needs a home.
He needs a home, and he's a celebrity now.
He's a celebrity.
He's a celebrity, being featured with the governor. So that's Bruin, and he's a dog. What type of dog was he again?
He's a all black, isn't he?
Yeah
all black and lab mix.
Lab mix?
Yeah. Yeah.
Labs are great.
Yes.
Labs are great. And then on top of that, we should highlight a cat as well. So what sort of cat would be up for adoption?
That'd be Mina. Mina, she's 12 years old, and she's super sweet. She's a long hair, gray cat. I'll walk into the cat room, and she'll just be laying maybe on the radio or something. She'll flip over to her belly if she really wants attention. but yeah, she's a little sweetheart. I love her.
When she flips over on her belly, is that a trap or is that something? Because a lot of cats, they'll do the trap thing. Cat lovers know. Does she actually like belly rubs?
She does, but sometimes
Sometimes it's a trap.
Sometimes it's a trap.
You don't really know.
You never know. That's part of the adventure of cats, though. I love cats. So this is all for Senior Shelter Animal Week. The proclamation was June 23rd to the 29th will be Senior Shelter Animal Week. So it's the perfect time beforehand or during that week to adopt senior pets at the Conway Area Humane Society. Also should mention the Lifelong Friends Program.
Yeah, so the Lifelong Friends Program. Just recently, we got a dog adopted named Una through this program. And what it does is it matches a senior citizen, which is, I believe, 65 or older, and a senior animal, which would be, for dogs, would be 7 or older, and I think for cats, would be 12 or older. The senior citizen gets it for free. And if something were to happen, unfortunately, to one of them, we'd get the animal back.
So we're committed to providing care for that animal if the senior is no longer able to do so. And that's because of generous donations of donors that we're able to provide that program, which is great. Yeah. Una was adopted by a woman who had never had a dog. She'd always been a cat person, but she had saw Una's photo in the newspaper and couldn't stop thinking about her. So she came in to visit, made a couple trips, was not sure. But after she took her home, we checked in with her, and she said that they're getting on great, that her and Una have walked and talked, and they love each other. So that's a very successful placement for a senior pet.
So it's June 23rd to the 29th, Senior Shelter Animal Week. It's basically a push to get senior shelter animals adopted. And this is a statewide proclamation from the governor that Sam Hansen here wrote up. And you can find more information at any time by going to conwayshelter.org. That's conwayshelter.org. You can also call 603-447-5955. Also coming up for the Conway Area Humane Society Animal Golf Tournament, the annual golf tournament. That's happening August 1st at the Wentworth. I just wanted to get that in. And one last note, I did want to mention the dog park. And this is something that I guess there's been some question about.
So the dog park, we wanted to make sure that people know that it is open. It's a membership based program. So you need to come into the society office and sign up and get yourself all filled out so you have the rules and regulations and the timing of when it's open and so on. But I wanted to make sure I'd heard some confusion whether some people were telling me they thought it was closed, and I just wanted to make sure that people know that it's not closed. It is open. Yeah.
So the dog park is open, and you can sign up for it. And you can find more information on the dog park by going to conwayshelter.org or calling 603-447-5955. And don't forget about the Lifelong Friends Program, as well as the proclamation for Senior Shelter Animal Week, and, of course, the annual golf tournament for Conway Area Humane Society is happening August 1st at the Wentworth. Hopefully, Tim and Sam may be back for another drive time to talk about that closer to August.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Well, thank you both for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.
It's good to be here.
Yeah.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.